Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second, the center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting third, the left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting eighth, the catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Walkup. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jim Walkup. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second, the third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting third, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball four. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Knickerbocker moves to third. Vosmak moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby takes first base on ball four. Knickerbocker scores. Vosmak moves to third. Bell moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Vosmak scores. Bell moves to third. Hornsby moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Hornsby scores. Davis moves to third. It's 4-0, Browns. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby misplays the ball. That's an error on Hornsby. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Knickerbocker moves to third. Allen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Hornsby strikes out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Hale reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Allen, who is chasing the ball. Pitlock reaches third base with a triple. Hale scores. Campbell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Browns. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Feller moves to second. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. Feller moves to third. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hemsley strikes out. Two outs. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0-for-1 in the game. Walkup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Knickerbocker strikes out. 1 out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vosmick. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Larry applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Campbell trying to get to second. Clift throws to second, with Hornsby covering, who tags Campbell for the out. 1 out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Feller strikes out. There goes Pitlock. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hughes. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hornsby moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley fires to first and picks off Hughes. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0-for-2 in the game. Walkup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Knickerbocker strikes out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Campbell reaches second base with a double. There goes Hale trying to get to home. Clift throws to Hemsley, who tags Hale for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hornsby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larry bunts towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hughes hits a fly ball towards right. Bell catches it and throws to first to double up Larry. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Larry covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 0-for-3 in the game. Walkup strikes out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Campbell strikes out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.